right now, we've got news for you. The White House says today's Middle East talks between President Carter and Jordan's King Hussein were frank, cordial, and constructive. The two men talked for more than 2 hours, nearly double the time originally scheduled. Egyptian President Sadat has told reporters the exiled Shah of Iran is doing well, although he's running a high fever as a result of conflicting cancer treatments. More news after this. WIPC and the Southgate Shopping Center present Vacation Street 1980 and your chance to win a weekend for two at a beautiful Florida resort. Register at participating Southgate merchants and listen for your street on WIPC. All weekly winners will qualify for our grand prize later this summer, a weekend for your entire family in Atlanta, including a day at Six Flags Over Georgia and an Atlanta Braves baseball game. Vacation Street from Southgate Shopping Center and WIPC. Continuing with the news now, comedian Richard Pryor underwent 75 minutes of surgery today as doctors began the long-range effort to repair the burn damage he suffered in a fire at his Los Angeles home last week. Actor Robert Young, television's Dr. Marcus Welby and Father Knows Best star, is reported improving in his bout against high blood pressure and chemical depression. Authorities at New York hospitals say civil rights leader Vernon Jordan is doing all right in his recovery from a sniper wound and is now listed in fair condition. Senator Barry Goldwater is in the Andrews Air Force Base Hospital just outside Washington to complete his recovery from minor hip surgery. And a San Francisco federal jury has asked for permission to examine two pistols entered in evidence as it considers racketeering charges against 18 members of the Hell's Angels and Associates. Weather is next. On Highway 60 East, Lake Wales. Sunny weather prevailed over Florida at mid-afternoon with a few widely scattered thundershowers in the Panhandle and in the lower Keys as well. Mid-afternoon temperatures were mostly in the upper 80s and the low 90s. At 3 o'clock, Jacksonville and St. Petersburg reported 94 degrees for the highest in the state at that time. And little change is expected for tonight's weather around the state, with generally clear skies indicated for most areas. Overnight lows will be mostly in the 70s with 60s in the extreme northern interior. This has been Dan Hogan reporting the latest news and weather.